Political science professors have a quandary this semester. How do you teach a college class about Donald Trump and keep peace in the classroom? WSHU's Davis Donovan reports from one classroom at Southern Connecticut State University, where a professor is diving in with an entire class on Trump's first 100 days.
Professor Emeritus Arthur Paulson agreed to teach a class on presidential transitions last fall, before the election. The department has offered it before. It was supposed to be a topical but standard political science class.
Of course, we knew it would be timely. We would be getting a new president. At the time they asked, it was well before the election, so we didn't know who was going to win, and we didn't know how interesting it was going to turn out to be.
This is Trump 101. It's a whole new field of study. That means the typical professor job of putting together a lesson plan at the beginning of the semester kind of has to go out the window. Instead, Paulson lets his students start the class with their opinions.
Unless there's tremendous disorder, no need to raise your hands. You can just jump in.
Paulson asks students about how they think Trump is doing. David Blackman is one of the class's most talkative students. He tells his classmates he's baffled by Trump's lack of response after weeks of nationwide protests against his actions.
It's really troubling that he hasn't reached across the aisle at all. He thinks that he doesn't have to acknowledge opposition, which I think is very, very troubling. Very, very troubling.
Peter Giardini sits next to Blackman. He was the one vocal Trump supporter in the class.
It's only been 3 weeks, and people constantly scrutinized him and saying, this is wrong, people are protesting. I didn't see too many protesters outside. And what are they protesting? They're not protesting about jobs, actual things that make people's lives better. We're talking about civil rights, liberty, freedom, etc. What about what makes America great? What about Americans first?
Make America great. What does it mean?
That's Fernando Guardado.
To me, it's a racial background to say what is great. Like, make white people great again?
No,
make
what does it mean?
Make America great again.
The conversation gets pretty spirited, but Blackman says there's always an underlying sense of respect.
We all have our biases, definitely. We have ideals and values that we hold that are very similar, even if, you know, our political affiliation is very different.
These students know that we're in tumultuous times.
Paulson, the professor, says some of them may disagree vigorously on the issues.
But I don't think that they are as angry at each other as the American people are being portrayed to be, and they're not as angry at each other as our elites are.
He says what he sees is a room full of engaged citizens who are excited to take part in that hallmark of democracy, the free exchange of ideas. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.